Chair, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, allow me at the beginning to congratulate you, Madam Chair, on your election to preside the 13th session of the Commission, as well as the Rapporteur, Mr. Nalanda of Kenya, and Vice Chairs, Ms. Fonseca of Venezuela, Mr. Fakhru of Qatar, and Mr. Chaudhary of Pakistan for their election as part of the Bureau of this meeting. I would like also to seize this opportunity to commend the efforts of the Investment and Enterprise Division under the leadership of Mr. James Zan in providing policy analysis, technical assistance, and helping us building international consensus on investment and enterprise. I would also like to commend the latest World Investment Report 2022 that gives us an important guide and overview on the global and regional investment trends and national and international investment policy developments. The continuing and increasing repercussions of the COVID-19 crisis and the subsequent changes in the global economic conditions resulting from the war in Ukraine imposed unprecedented challenges on various countries of the world, especially the developing countries, including Egypt. This prompted the government of Egypt to file a request with the IMF in March 2022 to secure a new loan under a fresh economic reform program to address the harsh impacts of these challenges on the Egyptian economy, in order to not to let these repercussions waste the tangible development gains that has been achieved over the recent years. This agreement came after Egypt's successful implementation of the 2016 and the 2020 agreements that reflected the interest of its government to take their commitment, its commitments with the utmost seriousness, while ensuring that our agreements with various institutions are supportive and complementary to national reform and development visions and programs. The new reform program rests on three cornerstones: financial policies reforms, monetary policies reforms, and a package of structural reforms for the Egyptian economy. The government targets from these reforms implementing measures to raise the competitiveness of the Egyptian economy, improve the business climate, increase productivity and export rates, boost green activities, increase the share of private sector, and create more jobs opportunities. On the other hand, and with regard to the Egyptian government efforts to overcome the persistent challenges, and based on our belief on the importance of enhancing grain storage and supply capabilities, and given my country's prominent location, it has recently declared that it is ready to cooperate to establish an international hub for storing, supplying, and trading grains in Egypt in support of collective food security. Moreover, and regarding the energy crisis, the current situation of the world prompted Egypt to intensify its efforts to become a regional energy hub with a focus on supplying natural gas and electric power to neighboring countries and boosting local investments in green hydrogen production. The recent achievements in producing considerable surpluses in electrical and natural gas production has allowed Egypt to play a major role in meeting energy needs on a regional level. Moreover, Egypt seeks to increase investments in renewable and clean energy sources to meet local needs and supply green energy to neighbors, and has recently adopted a vision to be a global and regional hub for, as mentioned, for green hydrogen production, storage, and export. Further, being among the top five countries in terms of the number of bilateral investment treaties concluded, Egypt has over than 100 bilateral investment treaties. Most of these treaties are old generation treaties concluded for more than 30 years ago. Therefore, Egypt, with cooperation with ANCTAD, has developed a new model bilateral investment treaty to reflect the latest developments in international investment law and to conclude provisions ensuring that investments can be promoted and protected while maintaining the right of the state to regulate to achieve the SDGs and other national development objectives. Our aim in this regard is to modernize our existing treaties and international investment commitments and to move to a new generation of investment protection and promotion. In this regard, we would like to thank UNCTAD for its continuous technical assistance and more specifically for the development of the new model bilateral investment treaty. And thank you, Madam Chair.